Hi, I'm Samia Nkrumah. Our father, Kwame Nkrumah, first president of Ghana, once said, "It is far easier for the proverbial camel to pass through the needle's eye than for an erstwhile colonial administration to give sound and honest counsel of a political nature to its liberated territory." That statement, though decades old, speaks directly to our present. Too often, we still see African nations turning to their former colonial rulers for guidance on how to run our own affairs. We seek their advice on governance, on development, even on democracy, as though they hold the blueprints for our future. But these are the same powers that once denied us freedom, looted our wealth, and divided our people. Today, they speak loudly about good governance while breaking their own rules when convenient. They demand transparency abroad while tolerating corruption and inequality at home. They boast of strong institutions. Their hands are never far from the levers of influence in African politics. But Africa does not need lectures. Africa needs respect. We do not need to be told how to govern. We need the space, the time, and the freedom to govern ourselves. Sovereignty is not just about flying our own flags. It's about standing tall and refusing to be dictated to, even by those who once ruled over us. Our father warned us not to confuse mentorship with control, nor friendship with manipulation. Real independence means believing in ourselves, trusting our own institutions, and learning from each other, not from those who built their empires on our backs. Africa's future must be African-led, must be African-owned and African-defined. And for that future, we Africans must be united. We need to speak with one voice. Thank you for listening. I'm Samia Nkrumah, and I will see you again here on RT.